Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, I picked up the Gainesville Sun today. It is a newspaper.
Why?
For those that don't know. I was in there refilling my coffee cup because, you know, when you get up early, you drink your coffee too soon. You get to work. And one place I went to was closed for maintenance. We'll open at 5:30. And they're the ones that have, like, the good creamer and all that.
Oh,
like,
man.
I like real half and half that you can actually pour, not open 62 little containers.
I hate that.
That's what I ended up doing.
I understand.
But this was like, the new coffee is kind of like fresh brewed. Like, you got to push the button, you know?
Right.
So it was okay. But like I said, I had to open up all those little half and halves. And while I'm there, I'm thinking, well, I'll pick up the Gainesville Sun and you know, see what's going on and peruse it. It's been a long time, honestly. And, correct me if I'm wrong, but this, it only had two sections. It had the, you know, the front part.
Right.
And it had section B, sports.
Hmm.
It is the thinnest newspaper I've seen, like, in a city that puts out a daily newspaper ever.
Why do they even do one every day, I wonder?
Well, I think it might be time for them to, you know, I don't know what their business model is. I have no idea. But, at least I did see something quite interesting.
Yeah.
The city commission in Gainesville, okay? These are like the same, not all of them, but most of them, the same like lefty nutbags that have been here. I've been here 21 years. Actually, it'd be my 21st anniversary in 2 days officially.
Okay.
So since I've been here, it's like if it's not the same person or people, county commission, city commission, it's their revolving carousel of friends. With few exceptions. There's a few exceptions, but for the most part, that seems to be the case. And so we're not shocked in some of the bad decisions they make, and they've made a lot of them.
They're consistent.
They have made a lot of them.
They're still trying.
Democrats in the city of Gainesville, there's way more of them than registered Republicans, but if the registered Republicans showed up in mass, they could make some changes, but they never do. I honestly... 21 years. I've studied it. I have preached it. I couldn't tell you why. I don't know why. Anyway, they're going to give themselves a raise. Well, listen, the cost of living is going up.
Sure.
Inflation's going up. A lot of things maybe beyond their control. Should they get some sort of a raise?
Although, let me ask you real quick. This is not a full-time gig for these people, right? Or well, is it? Is it supposed to be a full-time job or no?
I always thought it was not, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
I'll have to do some research on that. I know the county commission was at least considered a part-time job. I'm not questioning how many hours they put in, but I've got to tell you, in the city of Gainesville, you know, it's not like they have to actually go out and fill potholes. They have staff. They have workers.
Right.
What do? They have meetings. They can't have a lot of meetings, like meeting on their own, because there's sunshine laws in Florida. So it's pretty much when there's a quorum, they meet.
Well, the people that we know that have been involved have had other jobs. I guess that's where that comes from. So
a couple of things. They haven't had a raise, much of a raise. They're not up to par as far as pay in other cities similar size, I guess.
All right.
So they're basically going to double their pay.
What?
They're going to double their own pay, which I thought was funny because most of the folks are you know, a left of center, and they're going to double their own pay. And I thought to myself, I go, wow, is this the democracy you keep trying to save? Because I don't remember that being on a ballot.
No.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they put it on a ballot? Are they afraid?
Well,
that their pay would be directly connected to their effectiveness in leadership.
Well, in that case, they'd get a deduction.
And they get $1.99.
On a good day.
On a good day. So anyway, yeah, let's see.
So what are they making now? I mean, again.
$37,000.
Wow.
Which for you know, for a part-time job, but they claim, I don't know, some of them said, oh, look, it's a full-time job, and then maybe, and then some. And I do wonder, and I'm not trying to be facetious or anything, like, what do they do all the time? It's not even like they do their own studies. They have staff do that, or they pay outside entities.
And then don't listen to them.
Usually.
If they don't give them the answer that they wanted.
And I'm being honest, like, what do they do? Not that I want them to do anything more, because...
No. Yeah. Don't encourage that.
So anyway, their pay is going to double. $37,000 they make now. If it's a part-time job, they shouldn't complain.
Let's say if it's a half-time job. That's still not shabby
money. I'll give you an example. $37,000, you don't make that being a state representative.
Right.
For the state. You have to drive to Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm. But in Little Gainesville.
Little Gainesville, you get $37,000. But wait. Pay is going to go up to about $71,000 in October of 2023. Wow. Using a state formula based on population that is similar for state constitutional officers. But you're not a state constitutional officer.
Yeah, you're wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Not surprising, but amazing.
Yeah, under the change, the mayor's salary would increase from 47.2 to 88.7. But Commissioner Harvey Ward, who will be the incoming mayor, he voted against. He was the only one voting against it, from my understanding.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. But clearly he'll benefit from it. It's not unless he comes out and turns it down. Hey, that's not acceptable.
Well, but okay. And I might say this goes on... In this case, and I don't know Harvey, you know, whatever. I just walk by his house once in a while when I'm out walking. But it's kind of like, you know, he could easily say to his buddies, hey, I got to vote against this thing. You know, I just got in, give me mayor. He still wins. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, those kind of things probably happen too.
Yeah. Well.
It's interesting.
It's.
But to double it like that.
It's
that,
the reasoning behind it. Like they said, yeah, so Commissioner Cynthia Chestnut, Desmond Duncan Walker each pushed the pay bump forward for a vote on Thursday, and they said basically that the current structure only allows well-off individuals to seek office. Well-off.
Okay.
What is the income, the average income in Gainesville?
Well, these people have, you know, certainly been having this gig for a while, so they must be well off.
Well, I mean, Cynthia Chestnut mentioned something to the fact that she's retired, so she can do that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you have a business and you can afford to do it. But they're saying, you know, with the increase in pay, they'll get like a higher quality candidate. It's like, well, I guess it depends on how you measure quality.
Yeah. Because if we're looking at the quality of the decisions we've gotten from downtown Gainesville in the past, we didn't even get our money's worth at $37,000.
But you know what? That's your opinion. That's my opinion. I have a sneaking suspicion that they think they're pretty awesome.
You think?
I mean,
wow.
I deserve double my pay, but kind of knowing the fiscal situation, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking it. Frankly.
So you think they should look around and see how Gainesville residents are getting nailed on taxes and GRU and all the other crap that they've got to deal with, and maybe you wouldn't ask for more money?
Yeah, well, why don't you just be smart and divide your property up and have 64 families living on it?
I like that. Just if you're on the commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
617 on the Bob Rose Show. Another big local story breaking. We've got that also. China in the news and laughter from the White House. It will not make you laugh. It's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.